following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So Mitch Rayboy of Westport, Connecticut, you better go for it, because your wife wants a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Hi, it's the Herd. Fans, the holidays are here, and there's one thing you need to avoid besides the mall parking lot on Christmas Eve. Talk about cutthroat. You want to be sure you don't have a bad gift. So give your friends and family a gift they're guaranteed to love, with a gift certificate to StubHub. That way, if your buddy's been wanting to witness an upcoming rivalry, or your mom wants to see the big show, you can make that happen for them. Much better than a pair of socks or a handcrafted bird feeder. So head to StubHub today and grab a StubHub gift certificate.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
We're gonna party like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like it's 2012. You know that it doesn't.
Sick flow, inundated with the dog pills. Work hard, now we know how the top feels. In the middle of the street doing cartwheels. A lot of them try to do it, but it's not real. Wasn't a rapper, then I could've got a pop deal. White curls and the hot pink Hot Wheels. A lot of bottles and a lot of fruity cocktails. Taste of our lives. You wink, it's those times.
Oh, man, I was worried. Snowmageddon, end of the world, Christmas presents to buy. I might be hosed here, Jimmy, though. I was kind of counting on this end of the world thing. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I suppose everybody, I wonder if everybody had the same idea I did. Now they're all going to be out Christmas shopping the next couple days because the world didn't end, like the Mayans said.
Yeah, I'm sure you were probably right.
Glad to have you along with us, folks. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. We're going to talk to Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report a little bit later on in the program. We're going to make our bowl selections, at least a few of them. Instead of doing like a million of them, we'll take them up to next Friday. We'll do all the bowls for that. And, folks, you do, if you want to be in part of the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza brought to you by Russell's Appliance and Big Daddy's Deli, you need to get signed up. Taken care of. Fill out your form at ESPNSuperstation.com and email us your entry. How's that going so far, Jeff?
36 as of about
360? Yeah. Is that what you said? 360? Wow. Yes. That's awesome. 360. You've got a good chance, folks, to pick up a nice prize, and all you have to do is go to our website, fill it out, and email it to the show, ESPNSuperstation.com. That's what's coming up today on the program, maybe a little bit more, but it is a little slow time, and it's kind of weird because for a while here, these Friday shows have either been on the 23rd or even the 24th, and you're getting ready to go right into Christmas, but we've got a whole weekend and then Christmas. You got all your stuff done? You ready?
Yeah, no, I got some Christmas presents. In fact, you know, I might as well get going right now. I got you a Christmas present. And in fact, I brought two of them here. I'll hand them out. Right? I know it's not live, but I mean, you can at least see them.
Let's switch on the Skype's camera. Oh, that's right. We don't have it. Okay, so I've got a gift. Oh, this is for Jeff. I already know what that is. I know what that is.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead and open it up.
Jeff's gonna see. This is what it's all about. It's the giving season. I already know what's in there. I can tell when I handed it to you. That's right. Troutman's baked beans, people. We've been talking about that for weeks, back to Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Hey, no problem. I didn't have to drive very far to get that. But with Doug, you know, I mean, you can open yours if you want to, but I got this and I had to get it sent in from Golden, Colorado.
Oh, no. I don't have to open that, buddy. I already know what's in there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't open it. Let's just keep it right there.
We better lock the door because who knows what else is going to be coming. I feel horrible. I didn't get anything. I haven't even hardly started yet.
I'm used to this. This is my family. No, my daughter, Michaela, is really good at this. You know what I mean? In fact, you know, she always buys things and gives them to people. And then everybody goes, hey, where'd you get that at? And I'm just as surprised. It's from me, but I'm just as surprised when they open.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's what you wanted, right? Cool. You bet. Jimmy Langan, or as we call him today, Santa Claus, here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of sporting events called off last night, which for some, probably good if you, I mean, and this is aside from the weather, but there are some places where they're playing a lot of games. But if it was the only game you had this week, I know the coach is going, oh, man. We're going to have all this time off anyway. Would have liked to have had a game. But a few of them have been rescheduled for tonight. St. Cecilia, Sandy Creek. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS. That's yours, huh?
Yeah, I got it.
Should I tell people that?
I don't know.
I think it brings more people to the game.
I'm pretty sure.
Pro and con, you know?
I'm sure it doesn't have one person more or less, yeah.
But that's tonight, 1230 KHAS, and you can have all that for you. All right, the weirdest thing of the day. And obviously, the background of the story, or why it's a story, is the word I should use is the one I won't use. But it's the sensationalism of what happened yesterday, and some folks may have missed this. It's just a little strange, and that is one of the all-time great track and field athletes in Big Ten history. In the history of the NCAA, in fact, she's the most decorated. And this is this Susie Favor Hamilton. All of a sudden, she's leading like a quadruple life and arrested or brought up on prostitution charges out in Las Vegas. And what makes this a weird story, I mean, this just isn't any one of the regular gals. She's married, she's got a kid. She does that when she feels like doing it. She's out on the circuit. She's still running. She was in the Olympics three times, 92, 96, 2000, didn't medal. She's been in plenty of national television advertisements, including a very famous one that ran in the Super Bowl around 2000, 2001. That was a Nike where somebody was trying to run her down with a chainsaw. And, you know, the whole point was see how fit you are. You didn't get caught by Jason, you know, in Friday the 13th or whatever. But, in fact, the Big Ten Conference's Female Track and Athlete of the Year award is named after her. You remember when Nebraska came into the Big Ten Conference, Jimmy? We were learning about all these. You've got the Amos Alonzo Stagg Trophy that goes to the football champion. You've got the Jesse Owens that goes to the men's track champion. And you've got all these others. Well, the Susie Favor Award is what goes to the best track athlete, female athlete in the Big Ten. I think they might change that. They pulled Joe Paterno off the football trophy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if these allegations or whatever is true, that are probably we'll see some.
Well, she's
different,
admitted to it.
Yeah, then I think, you know, like I said, you know, what do you want me to say, Doug? Here, I'm struggling a little bit. I'm saying, yeah, they'll probably won't name a lot of things after. I mean, yeah. I mean, O.J. Simpson hasn't been in a lot of commercials lately. You know, I mean,
that's true, and it's just. Anytime you find out about, you know, Deadspin and the smoking gun and the things like that, TMZ, all the, you know, Inquirer, all those sordid and shady type of things. But this is all supposedly fact-based. She's admitted to it. And just, again, you can laugh and giggle and ha-ha all you want about the prostitution part and Las Vegas part and all of that. But that's just strange. the whole thing strange. She would seem to be someone that had everything and I guess didn't have enough. That'd be hard to live a double life, a triple life. Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me. I don't know.
It'd be hard to do it in Kearney.
Yeah, get out of town on the weekend. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you on the program today. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And to kind of put that story to bed, I did have to do a lot of research on that story yesterday because there were a lot of links on the internet, and she's a pretty good looking gal. Just saying that. I can see how it would be a successful business venture for her. Anyway.
How could I possibly step in on this? Coming in once a week, you know.
I knew this would be perfect for you.
Thank you.
I have tongue-tied Jimmy Langan, ladies and gentlemen, which is hard to do. A lot of things going on as far as college sports, taking into the Christmas break for the Huskers. The men will play tomorrow night and also on Sunday down in El Paso in the Sun Bowl Classic. They play Central Michigan, and then they'll play either the host UTEP or Arkansas Pine Bluff in the second game. The Nebraska women, Jordan Hooper, since that Creighton game, she has turned it on. She's averaging 33 points a game in her last three home games in the women, an 80-67 win last night over Oral Roberts. They're off until Grambling State on the 29th. Bowl game selections are coming up. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report is coming up. Last night, that was a boring-ass game. BYU and San Diego State. That was just boring. And then a couple of defensive touchdowns, and BYU in the fourth quarter pulls away for a 23-6 victory. Tonight, Ball State in Central Florida, the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, which I guess is a big chain in part of the country. So I've never been to one. No thing I've ever driven by one either. Ever been to a Beef O'Brady's?
No, I don't think I have.
How's the bowls going so far? There haven't been very many. Have you been surprised by any of them?
No, you know, every favorite's won. I think Arizona, Nevada, the way Arizona came back that day, you know, was kind of a surprise. But, you know, all the favorites have really covered, I mean, and not the points bet in the Arizona game, but the other, if you just picked whoever you thought was going to win the game and pick it, there hasn't been a surprise yet, no. And really, these early games don't tell you much. I mean, we're kind of interested to see how the Big Ten does, how the Southeastern Conference does, if the Pac-10 dominates, if the Big 12, one of those conferences will dominate. And if you can find that early and get on it, you know, you'll make some money if you do that, yeah.
I just thought I'd throw this out. Could you imagine being the guy that had the Nevada money line? The first bowl game of the year, there's been a lot of upsets in the first bowl game of the year where you have big-time point spreads between 10 and 14. And the folks that are Vegas folks know what we're talking about, and if not, you're not. But that's when you just take Nevada. No matter if they're the favorite or not, you take them and you just say they're going to win straight up. And if they do, you win a lot more money than just even money. And, for Arizona to drive the length of the field, score, recover the onside kick with 42 seconds, and then three plays later, score again and win by one. That sounds like some bad luck if you had Nevada money line. That would be a Scott Van Pelt bad beat.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you get beat on something bizarre like that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's nice to win those, but boy, it's tough. I think the hardest thing to do is when you've got, like, the spread's 12, and the game goes to overtime, you know, and, you know, the coin flip goes the wrong way and goes up, and somebody goes up 7, and then your quarterback throws an interception, and they run it back for a touchdown, and they end up getting beat by 13. Those are ones that you go, you know, you just really have a lot of trouble sleeping at night.
Yeah, you think when the stock market crashes, they jump out windows. You should be in Vegas when that kind of stuff happens. Join us on the show today, and, of course, the best part about watching games with your friends is they're always there to console you, and maybe you can have your favorite beverage at the Chicken Coop, watching all the games in Kearney and in Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week, wishing you a Merry Christmas and thanking you for your business in 2012. They do it right, folks, and this is Friday. Their lunch special is the prime rib sandwich with your choice of any side on it for $5.99. It's so good, get two of them. And then on Saturdays, the pork tenderloin sandwich, and every Sunday, chicken fried steak with homemade mashed potatoes and corn. So try that out for a weekend lunch special as well. I know you got a lot of family, maybe, or some friends coming back into town. If your Christmas or your holidays or your weekend festivities involve being in Kearney and Grand Island, make sure you take time to enjoy some time for yourself and your family and friends at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. When we come back, We're going to talk to Bob Jensen of Husker Land Prep Report. We always get some requests for the Doug and Matt 12 Days of Christmas, which we did, well, what's that been, 8 years ago now? Like the first or second year for our friend Billy Callahan. We'll play that. And we've also got some special emails that we're going to get to today as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Leslie French was hunkered down for a fight.
I was just at the dealership looking for a car.
Lured in by the enemy.
No, it was pretty cordial, but I did need a car loan fast.
There was no time.
I called Navy Federal Credit Union. A really nice guy approved me for a loan on the spot. Great rate, too.
Victory was hers.
Well, a convertible was mine.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
The Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl on ESPN Radio. The Max Ball State Cardinals ended the season on a 6-game winning streak.
Up the middle, he's got another touchdown right up the gut.
Up next, a trip to St. Petersburg, Florida to face the Central Florida Knights.
Bowl season continues Friday night with Ball State and Central Florida at 6 o'clock right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we work our way up to about 31 for a high. Winds will also stay light and variable throughout the day. With a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 4 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 21.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maybe you just realize with this first big snowstorm of the year that the vehicle you're driving just isn't going to get the job done, and that's why they have over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus many new items on the lot and taking care of you all weekend long. They're even going to be open on Christmas Eve day until 1 o'clock, so maybe that's going to be the first time you have an opportunity to have a free minute or two, or maybe the kids are finally getting back home for college. Maybe you just got Christmas for a day or two. They're going to be in and taking care of you. You can be prepared by going online and looking at all of the great vehicles they have in stock. If you need to fill out the online application for some financing, you can do that as well. They're open Christmas Eve, and then they're also going to be open on Sunday the 30th for those of you that are trying to take care of maybe some taxes and getting some new items before the end of the year. Midway is a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac open Christmas Eve day from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Kearney. Well, I don't want to forget this. This is something I don't want to forget. I want to get to this email right now before we get to Bob Jensen. Oh, my goodness. Do you know that it's a special birthday today?
Yes, I do.
Oh, we want to say happy birthday to Steve Red Verinault. He is turning, oh, man. I'm only saying this, Steve, because it's here on the email that I received, the big 6-0 today. 6-0 for Red Verinault. Happy birthday from all of your family and your kids, Andrea, Greg, and Matt, and from us too as well, Jimmy. We've had a long relationship with Steve-O. He's one of the first people I knew when I moved to Kearney, and he's an honorary cuss. I'll tell you what, a lot of those stories I had to go validate about his outstanding athletic career at Kearney State College, but you know what? Most of it was true. Most of it. Not all, but most.
You know, he's right now at TM Sporting Goods right now. I think if you go down there, you're going to get 20% off. You just mention, hey, it's your birthday, 20% off on any item in the store. Get it here for at least an hour, the next hour.
There you go. Downtown, one of the new businesses on the breaks in downtown, Kearney. Go by and tell Steve Verinault happy birthday. What a time.
What a nice guy, though. You know what? I've known him for a long time, and he's one of the loyal people around. You know, you can really count on him.
He loves his baseball.
He sure does.
He's a baseball fanatic, folks. And so happy birthday to Steve Verinault. And we welcome in Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. And Merry Christmas, Bob. Great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas, boys. It is a festive day, is it not?
Now, I can already tell. I'm not CSI or anything, but you wouldn't happen to currently be out Christmas shopping at this exact moment, would you?
You know, I've been looking for a place where I could buy anything at 20% off. anything. And I seem to have stumbled into something here. So we'll have to make this quick, if you don't mind. I still have some driving to do to get there in time to cash in.
Hey, we'll extend that for another hour for you, okay?
Well, here's the deal, Langan. I will say this much. As far as Christmas shopping goes, I kind of went all in on one item. It seemed like a good deal. Picked myself up some, about Thanksgiving, picked myself up some Mayan calendars. There was just one month on them, but they seemed like a nice idea.
Those will be collector's items, Bob. Good job by you.
I try to be just a step ahead.
Well, let's chat for just a little bit here. I want to start with what's caught your eye, I guess, since coming back from vacation. I thought I'd mention that. Nice tan, by the way. What's caught your eye in the first month here of the basketball season?
Well, you know, I kind of wrote about it on the web today, and I have not seen them play this year, but Omaha Central Basketball. And what I did was I tried to make some sort of comparison between what's going on with Central right now and what went on with South Sioux City Girls. I mean, you know, we play our games and we compete and we have state champions and, you know, good things happen to a lot of kids, a lot of programs, that kind of thing. But very seldom do we have a program that becomes a national story the way that the Central has become. And, you know, 6 championships in 7 years, you know, that's an awfully big story in the state of Nebraska. But when you take your game to a national platform, not only like what they're doing this week down in Florida, but also play at Oak Hill Academy here in Grand Island here in a couple months at Tino's tournament. It's a big deal. You worry that maybe every, you know, you get busy, you know, you go out and you watch your games and you do your thing and whatnot, and maybe you just wind up taking this all for granted. But, you know, with the coin in the middle, you know, they got the Billingsley kid, Nick Billingsley, scores 16, 17, 18 points a game at Omaha North, decides he wants to be part of the solution at Central, moves there. He's a nice little number 7 guy, you know, playing at Central. And, you know, there's been some other things, but I've really found myself thinking about that here in the last couple weeks especially. You know, Central will lose sometime to a Nebraska team. You know, it'll happen. It's real unlikely it will happen. It will not happen this year, though.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. On the ladies' side, one of the longest winning streaks in the state history came to an end. And that's Seward. We all know about that. Probably not to the opponent in Pius that we thought, although I saw Pius and Norris went double overtime earlier this week. A lot of people had Beatrice and Norris penciled in for breaking that streak. And Seward has bounced back and beaten Norris and might be back on the right track. But I know there's some pain there in Seward because they were oh so close to setting the state record for most wins.
Yeah, that, you know, that is the one fly in the ointment. You know, they went 104. The record's 111. I think most people would have expected that Seward would have found a way to win it just because it's Seward. Sometimes it's the uniform, not who's wearing them. Although those that are wearing them now are pretty good basketball players. And let's face it, how many magic moments, especially in a sport of basketball, does Pius have to be tied into? Huh. But, I mean, you know, that's the only game Pius has won this year. But, you know, here it is, Pius playing in a big basketball game. Again, it's the uniform, not the players. You know, they wind up winning the ball game. I have no idea. You know, Pius is in Class A. you know, who knows? They may be lucky to be 500, but on that one night, they managed to make Seward shoot nothing but threes. It's early in the season. They didn't make them, and they get beat. But I don't know. I personally think that's probably the only time Seward gets beat this year, personally. I mean, they've got that wonderful post. The Tverti girl is going to Nebraska, and she, you know, she's not going there just because, you know, they had an extra scholarship laying around. I mean, she's a talented kid. They've got great depth, and I don't know. I think Seward is Seward again this year. It's just that on that one night, playing that one opponent, they didn't win, and which just puts into further perspective exactly what it is they'd accomplished with that 104 in the first place.
You know, it's tough to win, like you said, that many games in a row, and sometimes somebody can get in foul trouble, you know, get some illness. Was there anything like that, or was it legit all the way? Do you know?
No, I interviewed the gal, Becky Brokaw, the gal who made the winning shot, and she explained it to me was that they wanted to rely on man-to-man defense and try and take away their post so that they had to shoot from the outside. And like I said, you know, it's the second game of the year, and I don't care how good you are, it's going to take a little bit to get into mid-season form. They had a terrible night. I'm going to be close on this. So they were something like 2-for-20 from beyond the arc. Mm. You know, that's a lot of wasted possessions, especially in a game where you only scored 38 points, and that was it. But
shot themselves out of it, basically. Right? Yeah.
Basically.
Hey, in the area, you know, I noticed the Kearney Catholic girls, Kearney Catholic boys, men and girls. Who else have you seen? I mean, I've seen some teams play, but who in the area looks to be really solid?
Well, I'll be honest. I haven't been out that much yet this year. I knew that would happen with football getting over late the way it did for me, anyway. But yeah, I've seen the men and girls. And when you have two All-State guards and you can happen to stumble into a freshman post who looks like she might be an All-Stater also, you're going to be okay. And as far as a Kearney Catholic goes, I guess the biggest question I have is, could the boys beat the girls? I think that's something we need to take a close look at, because I don't know that would be the case.
We're talking with Bob Jensen, the Huskerland Prep Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Has there been a surprise? I'm cheating and looking at Jimmy's notes here. Grand Island Northwest boys look pretty good, and I know that there was a chance for them to take that next step this year. They did it on the football field. Now they're doing it in basketball. I know that's one of them. I think that Luplat Conference, after Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, there's about five teams in there that are going to be really interesting on the boys' side. Who has caught your eye, even though you may not have seen them yet?
Well, okay, now I can address Northwest, because I did see them play. I saw them play Central City. And, you know, like Northwest has a lot of times, they've got a lot of really good-looking athletes. When they walk out on the floor, you think they look like a good basketball team. Well, this year, they're able to convert it. And you know, they are two separate sports, but, you know, man, momentum, belief, those are really important things, and Northwest right now is really, you know, digging that. And when you talk about that Luplat Conference, you know, there's some good things going on up at Loup City. The boys had the best football season that they've had in the playoff era. And again, it's an athletic group of kids, you know, because of the conference affiliation and their – and their willingness to schedule up outside of conference. You know, they're going to play a lot of really good basketball teams this year. I think they're 6-2, and you know that's the kind of team that could wind up making some really nice things happen when it gets to be postseason. And another one that I'll just throw out there, and I guess I'll mention this because I interviewed one of the boys from up there, but Spalding Academy right now is 7-1. The only loss they've got was here the other night. They played St. Mary's, who last year was the undefeated D1 state champions. And I don't know, they're really good. St. Mary's could be right back to that state final, I think. We got some time to go. But Spalding Academy score a lot of points. You know, there aren't very many times that you can bring back three starters that average 13 points or more. This is a team that did. They've got a freshman who has established himself as a double-digit scorer. And, you know, in D2, Spalding Academy, you know, they were 12-8, something like that last year. They've got a chance to be one of those teams that, you know, pushes that up to 16, 17 wins for the season's over.
You know, how about, have you seen Burwell play at all? I mean, I worked them the other day, and I was kind of impressed with them for a Class D1 school. And then I thought North Platte looked good. They beat Lincoln Southeast pretty handily and in Class A. So there's some – any comments on those two?
Yeah, see, that's it. Burwell, Burwell has been really good. They've been, they've been really good. They've won a lot of games. There's, I think they've won up to like 23 games in the last couple of years. This is a really athletic group they've got coming through right now. And again, it's an experienced group. You know that, Jim. And I don't know. They're undefeated. I think they've got a real chance. This certainly looks like the year that they break through, get to state. They're the kind of athletes, if you can get to Lincoln, it's the kind of team that could wind up, winning, playing all 3 days.
Just
as far as North Platte goes, I will say this too. North Platte basketball has just been wallowing around for years. North Platte boys sports in general have had a lot of trouble in the post Danny Woodhead era, if you will. But this is a bunch that can shoot it a little bit, and they've done some really good things, and it's nice to see a program like that kind of have some success. We'll see how far it goes. Southeast is Southeast. We talked about the uniform and not the players. You beat Southeast at anything, and it's a big deal. They have kind of wobbled around here the first couple of weeks, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, once we get past the holidays and all that. But certainly, anytime North Platte can beat Southeast, it's a real big deal.
Bob Jensen with us for just another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Jim Langan as my co-host today. I'm guessing this is probably our last chance to chat for the calendar year, Bobby, but is there a moment or two that just pops out in your mind, whether it's wrestling, volleyball, football, basketball, that you went, man, that was something cool to see or be at, or maybe even changed the landscape of the state in sports?
Well, that's just it. There's a bunch of things that fall in that category, and I'm going to play a little bit of a homer card here, and it's not going to be a thing as much as it is an event. But right now, Grand Island with the Heartland Hoops Classic, and the Flatwater Fracas wrestling tournament, the city has got two of the premier events in the whole state, and I don't spend as much time with wrestling as I wish I could. There's only so many ways you can play the things that I do. But I did spend some time at the tournament this year. And it's just an incredible event, for one thing. It's a beautiful place to have it, the Heartland Event Center. And when Oak Hill Academy comes here in just a few weeks, to play in the Heartland Hoops. Again, you're going to be talking a tournament that's going to have a national platform, because people are going to want to know what's going to happen between Omaha Central and Oak Hill. And there are people who maybe don't follow the sport quite like that at the national level. Oak Hill Academy is one of the, maybe the 10 most recognizable high school boys basketball names in the whole country. Carmelo Anthony, Rajon Rondo, those are a couple names that immediately come to mind that played ball there. And so when you talk about things that change the landscape, it's interesting. Maybe that's what sparked my line of thought. Things have changed, over the course of time. It used to be that, we would pile onto a bus and go to the conference tournament, and that would be a big deal. That would be the biggest deal of the year. But now we have, all of our sports have found ways to package tournaments and bring teams together that we just never saw before. And these are two great examples. They're two local examples, and really fans of the two sports, basketball and wrestling, have a chance to enjoy two premier events and not have to go very far to do it.
I don't know very much about Oak Hill Academy as far as their school or anything, but I was just dumbfounded when I looked on the website and found out that they were a Class C1 school. If that's their enrollment, you talk about the private school. Could you imagine them coming in here and playing in the C2 state championship game?
Well, I don't think they take everybody who applies there at Oak Hill, actually.
Yeah.
You would have to be of some note, actually, I think, to get in there. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that would be somewhat ironic if Central was to lose in its home state to a C1 school now, wouldn't it?
No, what you're saying is you and I probably couldn't get in there. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, you know, I don't, you know, one of the things that's bothered me throughout most of my adult life is the term academic standards. that has retarded my progress professionally, I know. But Oak Hill probably not going to take a guy like me. You, Langan, I think, could probably just talk your way in.
Let's just leave it at that, and we'll change the subject.
The Doug and Daddy Show. Merry Christmas, Bob Jensen. Happy New Year, and can't say enough how much we appreciate the work you do for high school sports in the state, and especially the time that you give us throughout the year here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, yeah, you bet, dude. It's nice to be on. I was really glad to have a chance to do that kind of in the year on and with a chance to say thanks to you and to the people there at the station for having me on. It's always good to be on, and it's a lot of fun. People need to remember to spend time, invest a little time, and go out and see a high school sporting event. I think you might be a little bit surprised if you haven't been to one in a while.
Bob, make sure you're nice to the officials, would you?
Well, you know, it's a give and take world, Mr. Langan. I give what I take, and you know, I can only take so much. I'll be honest. So it's good to see you, though, still out there. Boy, there's a shallow pool, apparently. I don't know. Apparently, we just completely stopped developing new officials based on what I saw in Pleasanton the other night.
Yeah, they're a whole nother show, isn't it, Robert?
It is. But anyway, Merry Christmas to all, and thanks a lot, Doug. I know I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Bob. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. I know a question that I want to ask Jim Langan. I'll ask it off the air before I ask it on the air. That's the way we do things here. And folks, don't forget our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. You're out and about, you're Christmas shopping, in, out, hit the drive-thru at either location in Kearney. Also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Pick up the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, maybe a chicken sandwich or wrap. It's right there at BK. When we come back, we will dust off the old Doug and Matt, 12 Days of Christmas, and Jimmy and I will make our college football bowl predictions, which I know will help you finance your Christmas gift giving. We'll be back after this.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit searsauto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we work our way up to about 31 for a high. Winds will also stay light and variable throughout the day. With a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 4 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 21.
Oh, yeah. Little drummer boy. There you go. It was so cool yesterday. I'm enjoying it. It seems like the time to enjoy Christmas, it gets shorter and shorter just because we're so busy all the time. And it gets down to about 3 days for me. That's why I always get a little perturbed that it's like on the 25th of December, it's like it's over and we have to move on. And I know for some people that are in retail or are handling things since the end of Thanksgiving, they're ready for Christmas to be on. I like to see it. I'm that 12 days of Christmas guy. When the 12th day hits, then we can move on to the new year, like New Year's Eve. Then we're on to the new year. That's my feelings on the whole Christmas deal, as if you wanted to know. Little drummer boy. Yeah, Mel Kiper, they had him rank his top five Christmas songs yesterday. He said this one just missed the cut. You got a favorite Christmas song?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You know, kind of depends on who's singing it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but a safe one, Silent Night, I think.
And you're definitely right, Whitney Houston, Do You Hear What I Hear? I mean, there's the old classics, and then I think it takes something special to be good at a Christmas song now because everybody's just re-singing the old ones. It's hard. I mean, and then there's fun out there. Come on. Who doesn't love the 12 Pains of Christmas? Bob Rivers, Comedy Core. Come on. Santa Stuck Up in the Chimney. You know, there's just some good stuff out there. You know, there's fun times, there's serious times, and folks, whatever it is, I hope you folks are having a good time out there as well. So let's take a look at, we've talked a little bit about, because Jimmy Langan has given out gifts. He's a gift giver. Troutman's Baked Beans is what we've been talking about for our producer Jeff for a long time. Well, Christmas time is here, and so it's time for you to head to Troutman's and get a prime rib with Carrie's special seasoning. How about a bone-in or boneless ham, smoked turkeys? Oh, they're all there for you. You got to eat, and that's another thing. A lot of people are taking Monday off, like we are here at the Doug and Daddy Show. That means it's like a four-day weekend, so that's a lot of meals, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to be careful. Doug, I'm just going to have to tell you right now, you're going to have to be careful. And, you know, I mean, I want to be careful, too. I mean, today I'm kind of taking Tony's spot a little bit, but I want to be careful on how much food I eat and consume.
Well, there's so many opportunities and so many meals, and you can always give food as a gift idea. Carrie and the gang will get you steaks cut to order and vacuum sealed. They make great gifts. How about a gift card at any amount? Maybe Dad, you're just going, what do I get him? Well, Dad loves food. He loves steak. He loves the hams, and a gift card would be perfect for him. Maybe a stocking stuffer like we got for Jeffrey, smoked sausage, snack sticks. Heck, you can put a steak in a stocking. Why wouldn't you do that? Plus, they've got domestic, imported, and Nebraska wines. The gang at Troutman's are wishing everyone, our listeners, their customers, a very Merry Christmas. And, of course, I spoke to Big Daddy, and his family is one of those that likes to do some of the seafood. They got the fresh oysters, and you can get those at Troutman's as well. Fresh oysters, king crab legs, smoked salmon, whether it's for Christmas, whether it's for New Year's, it is all there. Can we end the show now? Because I'm absolutely starving. Folks, they take care of you all the time. And from us to Carrie and the gang at Troutman's, you do a great job. Merry Christmas to you, and they wish all of you a very Merry Christmas as well. All right, let's get it over with. The 12 Days of Christmas, as sung by me, Doug Duda, and the original co-host of this show, Matt Schick, who now, of course, is on ESPNU and doing a bang-up job nationally on ESPNU. So just to give you a little background, if you've never heard it before or you have never are new to the area, this was after a very painful first year of Bill Callahan as the head football coach and Joe Daly as the quarterback. And so we had a little bit of fun with the Nebraska football season.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me
3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Deadly INT. On the 4th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 4th in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Deadly INT. On the 5th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 6th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. On the 7th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 8th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. On the 9th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers,
11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
but 5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and Joe
Daly.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
Wow. Oh, it's so bad. It's funny. What'd you think?
Well, I feel bad for Joe Daly. The guy, you know, had to be, you know, but he had to be on there every time. Couldn't, you know, if it couldn't be the 12th thing, you know, and his one INT, I think he threw 12 INTs. Couldn't he be, you know, he's in there the whole time.
I could tell what Jeff's favorite one was because he laughed every time I said 6 crappy losses. My favorite one was, and the one that stung was 10 Red Raider touchdowns. That was obviously the 70-10 game against Texas Tech.
Yeah, there's no way Nebraska's ever going to give up 70 points again.
Now we're going to make our bowl predictions here in just a moment, and we're going to take it through the 31st, and then next Friday we'll do the January 1st and national championship games. And folks, don't forget to do yours. You do have to do all of your picks for our bowl bonanza, brought to you by Russell's Appliance, and that is on our website, and we're getting more as the show goes on at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll also be giving away combo meals to Big Daddy's Deli, 2 locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street, also in Kearney, top of the hill at 39 2905 North 2nd Avenue, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Have something different every time you're up there. It is so, so good at Big Daddy's. I want to get your thoughts today, though, because who knows what will change on Nebraska and Georgia. Where do you think this game is going? We're not making our prediction today. A lot can change in the next week to 10 days, but how do you feel about Nebraska's chances against Georgia?
Well, I don't think their chances are very good, but I do think Nebraska will compete extremely hard. I actually think Nebraska could beat maybe anybody in the nation except for maybe five or six teams coming off that loss. But this is one of the teams that's going to be extremely hard to play with just because of how good they are. You know, I mean, this team is, I don't know how to compare it to how unfair this game is almost, you know, because, you know, you've got two teams in the Big Ten that should be in this thing, and because they aren't in it, everybody had to slide down a little bit. And Nebraska's got a nice football team. I mean, they really do. They won six in a row, and they got a nice team, and it'd be nice for them to play in Oregon State or somebody like that, you know, and can compete and get after it, you know. And, you know, they got to play Georgia, which is maybe the best team in the nation. You know, I mean, and I can't say they are, but I do know that no one's talking about Nebraska being the best team in the nation.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
We brought this up yesterday, too. There's guys that just can't, fans that just can't let it go that Nebraska is not undefeated winning national titles every year. And I'm getting that feeling that it doesn't matter to some Nebraska fans what they do in the Capital One Bowl, because if they get beat, it's, oh my goodness, they just didn't recover and they're not very good and we need to look at coaching. And if they win, oh, Georgia didn't show up, they didn't want to be here, their kids are all looking at going to the pros. I get that sense that it's a no-win situation in the fans' eyes in a lot of instances. You think there's any truth to that?
Well, the only game that I thought the games that are unfair to play, you guys, and they really are, is when you play somebody that's already, you've already beaten. You know, when we had to play Washington, that was the most unfair situation. There was 1,000 different scenarios they could have came up with almost to keep us away from that team. You know, but that was something they wanted to play. Remember when we beat Oklahoma and then had to turn around and play them again? Well, you know, we beat Wisconsin this year, and now we got to play them again. We could have. We could have had to play UCLA again. Yeah. Well, that would have been fine. UCLA won the first time. You know what I mean? But we want to play them, you know. So, I mean, I just don't like the idea. You know, Georgia, I think Nebraska will compete very hard. I think they're going to go after it. They're going to try to do a lot of things. I think we'll probably have some success on offense, but I just don't know how we're going to stop them.
Well, it's still quite a few days away, New Year's Day, and this is the 21st, so I guess it's 11 days away at 12 noon. So we're almost exactly to that point where Nebraska will be taking them on. And they leave. The team departs on Wednesday, the day after Christmas. They had their final practice of the year in Lincoln yesterday morning, and it sounds like all is going well. And just before we go to break here, Jimmy's point, would you prefer to play, would we beat, these are the six opponents, would Nebraska beat Texas Tech?
We could definitely compete with
Texas Christian, TCU.
Definitely can compete with
Oklahoma State.
You know, they got beat pretty bad by an Arizona State team. Oklahoma State's dangerous enough that they could score a lot of points on us. We can't stop them, but I think it'd be a big scoring game. So, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, we could compete with them.
Mississippi State.
Easily.
South Carolina. And while you were talking, I got to thinking maybe that's why Tom Osborne really pushed for this Georgia matchup, because there would have been a chance to play South Carolina, not in the same bowl, but for the second year in a row. What do you think our chances would have been, Nebraska's chances against South Carolina?
I think better than they would have been against Georgia, even though, you know, South Carolina can compete in that same conference.
And Stanford, I said before the Big Ten championship game, you don't want to lose the Big Ten championship game because of who you'll draw, and it would be much better to play Stanford. I think we would be very competitive with Stanford.
Well, let's be honest about this. I mean, do you think Nebraska could compete with Alabama? Just think in your head, you don't have to. But how about Notre Dame? Now, they're ripe for the picking.
Oh, I would love to play Notre Dame.
A lot of people would like to play Notre Dame that are like 9-3 and coming off a big loss. They have a lot. Imagine the motivation for that. You know, that The game that's going to be interesting is Kansas State and Oregon, who both lost on the same day. You know, both thought they'd be playing maybe for a national championship.
Had they won, they would have been.
Both, yeah, those two would be playing for something else. They're really playing for something else. And I'll bet you in Las Vegas, you know, if they're ranking these teams, I guarantee you those two are highly ranked as far as, you know, what's going to go on.
So. That'll be a great football game, yeah. I do believe. We'll take a break. When we come back, we make our bowl predictions and wrap up our final show before Christmas. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com today.
Get in the zone.
Don't take a holiday from changing your car's oil this season. It still needs regular oil changes to protect your engine. Right now at AutoZone, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter, all for only $21.99. That's a complete oil change deal for just $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. And with AutoZone's trusted experts, the advice to do the job yourself comes free. That extra savings means more for everyone else on your list. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way before the first of the year on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Friday night, the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks will travel to Sandy Creek. You'll be able to hear the doubleheader beginning at 6 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. And then on the 27th and 28th, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The 28th and 29th, the Amherst Holiday Tournament here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits. But Friday night, St. Cecilia at Sandy Creek on 1230 KHAS.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we work our way up to about 31 for a high. Winds will also stay light and variable throughout the day. With a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 4 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 21.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
You know what? As amazing as this is, there are also those Christmas songs that you just want to throw a rock at your radio when they come on. I think this is the first time I have heard this year, which tells you a couple of things. Either I'm too busy to put the Christmas music on, or it's not getting played quite as much. And also, that Vince Valiant, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the most overplayed modern Christmas song in the history of ever. I've only heard that once, and I was able to turn that off. So, anyway, hey, be careful out there because it's a lot easier to get run over by a reindeer as slick as it is out there, Jimmy.
This is amazing, these roads in Kearney, to travel from one spot to the next. Be careful, people. I mean, really, and especially if I'm around. You know, if I'm within the vicinity of you, please hit your brakes. Use your brakes. Slow down. I don't know what I'm going to do, so be careful when you get around me.
Yeah, it ain't so much the person driving, it's the one next to you that you got to be worried about. So be careful. Hey, our poll question for today and the weekend, which sporting event will be on your television over the holiday? NBA basketball, which is now a Christmas Day tradition, the college football bowl games, or you won't watch sports. You'll be watching something like Christmas movies. How about you, Jimmy?
NBA basketball. And every one of them will have a vested interest.
I will vote for the bowl games. I'm serious. Somewhere along the way, I totally lost interest in the NBA until the playoffs begin. I'm not going to turn the channel if it's on to put on, you know, figure skating or bowling or something like that. And I shouldn't even compare those two because bowling's way cooler. But I won't put on NBA basketball to sit and watch it on Christmas Day, but I do love the college football bowl games, so we'll be able to have both to talk about next Friday when we're back on the show. Let's do our picks, because as the regular season champion, I have to repeat my dominance here going into 2012, and I know Jimmy wants to take me out, and I've filled out a couple of pools. I've done the one on ESPN, and I think I'm going to hang with that one for the most part. And the next game up, in fact, a lot of these bowls probably wouldn't even begin their contest until the 27th if it wasn't for one of the good games tomorrow, at least perceived, with Boise State taking on Washington, which you can hear at 2:30 right here on ESPN. Jimmy, who you got?
I got Boise State.
I took Boise State as well, but I don't feel very good about it. San Jose State and Bowling Green. San Jose State lost their coach. Bowling Green's the underdog, but I'm still taking Bowling Green in this one.
I'm going to go with San Jose State just to be different. That'll be the different one. All the rest of them I'm going to take exactly the same as you. I'm going to be by one game.
Cincinnati and Duke. This falls under the Cincinnati should have no problem, but Duke I already know wants it more. But I'm still going to take Cincinnati. Yeah, 9-3 versus 6-6.
I'm taking Cincinnati. When I look at this, I'm not taking a whole lot of ACC teams, it doesn't look like, but I'm going to have to take a couple.
Well, Duke is a 11-point favorite when it opened. Now it's down to 7.
Who's the favorite in that game?
It is Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You don't see a line move 4 points.
Not very.
For no reason.
No, exactly.
Up next, we've got Baylor and UCLA is up next. This is anybody's game. It went from one to one the other way. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to take UCLA, but, you know, they ended the season on a dismay, but everybody in the world's betting Baylor. When I got online, they were looking at Baylor, the majority of the people, so that's why I took UCLA.
Yeah, I'm taking UCLA, and it probably has something to do with playing Nebraska this year. Baylor, if they can't stop them, they'll get outscored. Frankie Solich and his Ohio Bobcats started so well in the last month of the season, just loss, and they're a touchdown underdog to Louisiana Monroe. Come on, Frank. I'm taking Ohio.
I'm taking Monroe.
Well, up next, we've got Rutgers and Virginia Tech. It's Virginia Tech. It's Frank Beamer. He's had 3 weeks. It's Frank Beamer. I'm taking Virginia Tech.
Me too.
Minnesota, Texas Tech. Again, Texas Tech just struggled down the stretch. Jerry Kill is a 13-point underdog. My heart says that Minnesota can definitely win this football game, but I will take Texas Tech.
I'm taking Texas Tech also, but I think I'll be taking Minnesota and hoping, you know,
yeah,
cover.
Yeah, if we were going by the point spread, I would definitely be taking Minnesota. West Virginia and Syracuse in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. I took West Virginia in all of them, and then I realized that this game is in New York at Yankee Stadium. And then I realized that nobody in New York gives a damn about college football, so I'm taking West Virginia. It's not like there's going to be 80,000 screaming Syracuse fans there.
Didn't Nebraska beat somebody 36-34 in a bowl game in New York City one time?
The Gotham Bowl. Miami and Florida.
Yeah, and I think it was one of Bob Devaney's big wins. Kind of got the program started.
Yeah, one of the first two bowl. I think it only had 2 Gotham Bowls ever, and that was one of them. Who'd you pick?
Syracuse.
Okay. Texas and Oregon State. This is the Alamo Bowl. It's in Texas, and that is why I'm taking the Longhorns.
Me too.
Oh, man, I thought you'd take Oregon State. Darn it. TCU and Michigan State in the Buffalo Wild Wings Yummy Bowl. Who you got in this one?
I felt Michigan State lost so many close games. They're finally going to win one. They're going to win a close game. I got Michigan State.
You know, I agree with your philosophy, but I disagree with your pick. I just think TCU is good, and I'm going to take TCU. North Carolina State and Vanderbilt. I'll take Vanderbilt in the Music City Bowl. Again, it's in Tennessee.
Yeah, I got to take NC State here just because the public's all over Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt looked really good in their last couple wins, and I am all over NC State.
That's the way it usually works. Now, the Hyundai Sun Bowl. Everybody, we're not ranking 1st through 35th, but that is the ESPN way, and a lot of pools are that way. And there were a lot of people that took Georgia at number 35 or Oklahoma State at number 35 as their most confident pick. I took University of Southern California with Lane Kiffin and that Barkley fella at quarterback as my most confident pick, which I'm not as confident anymore. But Georgia Tech 6-7. Are you kidding me? Southern California is who I take.
I do too. Southern Cal. I will be amazed if Georgia Tech beats them.
Iowa State and Tulsa in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl New Year's Eve.
Did they play the first game of the year, or am I wrong on that? Did Tulsa and Iowa State play? Go ahead and look it up. You save us all that. They did, didn't they?
They did?
Yeah, and I think Iowa State won the game, so it's kind of one of those rematches.
Wow. See, that shows you again I didn't pay attention.
You did. I think they played
it's
first
Cody
game.
Green versus, well, a better coach. Who you got?
I'm taking Tulsa just because I think Iowa State beat them the first time.
I will take Iowa State in my pick. And finally, our final pick here on the show for this week, it's the Chick-fil-A Bowl, LSU-Clemson, 8-14, and I'll take LSU.
You know, 95% of the people on the website are betting LSU on that game, so of course, you know who I'm taking. I got Clemson.
That's basketball. What a dork. I mean, what? I'm sorry, Jeff.
Is Jeff looking up that? I should have.
He pulled up the schedule and it said UNO.
Well, I think
so. I knew it wasn't football.
Yeah, I think Iowa State beat Tulsa first game of the year for some reason, and then they turned around and beat Iowa. Is that right?
38-23.
Right. Yeah, beat them first game of the season, and now they're flipping it around and playing on a new. And that game was at Ames, Iowa, I think. So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. See, once again, Jimmy Langan taking care of business, folks. You can do the research, and you can make your picks and send them in for Russell's Toshiba LED TV from Russell's. We've got meals from Big Daddy's Deli and more as part of our Bowl Bonanza on the Doug and Daddy Show. We didn't have to pick Ball State and Central Florida. Who you got tonight?
You know, on that game, I'm going to take Central Florida, and I kind of like it, to be honest with you. I mean, they're giving up 7 points, but I kind of like it a little bit. It's one of my plays. I've only got about 70 of them.
Tri-City Storm on the road. We talked with Coach Howgie yesterday. They're in Sioux Falls, the Western Division leader tonight. Fargo tomorrow. You can hear the action live on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. High school basketball, St. Cecilia at Sandy Creek on 1230 KHAS tonight. Hastings boys are at Beatrice. Lincoln Southeast is at Grand Island. Lakeview Centura, Alma at Elwood, and Aurora at St. Paul, among some of the area games.
I hope our viewers enjoy their Christmas and everybody drive safe, Doug. Be careful on these roads.
Yes, folks. We want to see you when we are back here on the 26th of December for the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll have all kinds of things that have happened between now and then in the world of sports to talk about. High school holiday basketball tournaments that will be here on ESPN include the Amherst Holiday Tournament with Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, and North Platte St. Pat's, and the Ravenna Holiday Tournament with the Jays, Overton, Centura, and Loup City. And that is the 27th, 28th, and 29th, plus a plethora of bowl games. If you're one of our Facebook fans, we always let you know what's going on and what's on the air via Facebook. But there's something on almost every night and every day live from now until, well, the national championship game. Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
See you next week, folks. That is the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. And we want to thank you, the listeners, for giving us an hour or two, whatever it may be, to check out the Doug and Daddy Show, also available on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.